Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, June 28th. The state office that focuses on energy efficiency will no longer be funded starting in July. A special last-minute request from Governor John Hickenlooper's office to save state funding for the Colorado Energy Office failed along party lines last week. Benta Berkland filed this report from the state capitol.
The state legislature's joint budget committee is split evenly between Republicans and Democrats. The two parties disagree on how the office should operate and then rejected Hickenlooper's $3 million request to begin July 1st. Republicans were united against the idea, including Representative Bob Rankin of Carbondale.
I would not be prepared to just continue it in its current form. I hope there's some way that we can come to an agreement over what the mission of the office would be and that we can get bipartisan acceptance of that. We're not there.
Much of the disagreement over the office centers on a debate over oil and gas and renewable energy. It was not immediately clear how many of the 24 state employees at the office could be laid off. The energy office says programs to help Colorado become more energy efficient will now be cut or scaled back. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Colorado Department of Transportation officials are reporting an increase in vehicle collisions with moose along Interstate 70 east of the Continental Divide. According to the Denver Post, the proliferation of moose in Colorado after state-run reintroduction to boost hunting and tourism is leading to more conflicts with people. Starting in 1978, Colorado wildlife managers imported moose from Wyoming and Utah, reintroducing up to 90 animals at a time to spots west of the Continental Divide, on Grand Mesa, near Meeker, east of Walden, and above Creed. The reintroduction, which continued for 32 years, was intended to create a new big game hunting opportunity and to promote wildlife viewing by tourists. Parks and Wildlife is a self-funded state agency, depending on revenues from hunting to operate. In 2015, Parks and Wildlife issued 315 licenses to kill moose. 343 licenses were awarded in 2016. Hunters kill about 260 moose a year, yet the population is growing, currently at the rate of 18% a year. Colorado's moose population numbered about 3,015 last year. Moose now appear as far south as Silverton and Telluride in the San Juan Mountains. In increasingly populated metro Denver cities, Parks and Wildlife crews have had to relocate at least 9 moose in 3 years. Moose eat twigs, such as those found on willow branches and oaks. They typically forage alone, devouring up to 70 pounds a day. Wolves and grizzlies are their natural predators. By law, there aren't any wolves or grizzlies in Colorado. The result is that moose can roam statewide, largely unchecked. In Colorado, 75% of households that would get tax cuts through Obamacare repeal and replace legislation are in the Denver metro area. Eric Gladys has this story.
If the GOP is able to repeal and replace Obamacare, Denver's wealthiest households will fare much better than rural Coloradans, according to new analysis by the Colorado Fiscal Institute. Thamana Vasan with the Institute says progress made under the Affordable Care Act in getting more Coloradans health coverage could be rolled back under the new law.
The uninsured rate is going to go back up again. Wealthy folks are going to get tax cuts, and the folks that are going to be most impacted by this, especially in the light of our budget situation as a state, is going to be the rural Coloradans.
Under the Affordable Care Act, the number of Coloradans without health coverage dropped by more than half, from 14% of the population to just under 7%, largely due to Medicaid expansion. Supporters of the new health bill insist the ACA isn't working and that able-bodied Americans should be able to pay for their own insurance. Vasan points out that Medicaid cuts will have direct impacts on seniors, children, and people with disabilities. She adds, in most rural counties, close to half the population relies on the program.
It's going to force states to cut back on the services that they cover. It's going to force states to cut back on the people they're able to cover. And it's going to force states to, especially in Colorado, to cut back on coverage in these rural areas that really depend on it.
The analysis also found that 75% of Colorado's wealthiest households who stand to benefit from tax breaks in the new bill live in the Denver metro area. Vasan says those tax cuts would come at the expense of rural counties, which stand to lose twice as many jobs as urban areas.
which means that a nurse that was working at a local hospital is now going to be spending less at his or her local restaurant, which then means that jobs are going to be lost in those local restaurants as well.
The Institute projects more than 16,000 jobs could disappear statewide by 2020 if the GOP bill becomes law, and Colorado's rural economies would lose $1.2 billion overall, including $158 million in lost wages. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Increasing temperatures and breezy winds have created an elevated fire danger on the western slope. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Garfield County joined Mesa County yesterday as counties with Stage 1 restrictions in place to try and prevent wildfires. Stage 1 restrictions apply to unincorporated private lands in the county, as well as public lands administered by the Bureau of Land Management. The restrictions do not apply to national forest lands in the counties, which are typically cooler, wetter, and at higher elevations. Under Stage 1 restrictions, campfires are restricted to designated fire grates in developed campgrounds and are entirely prohibited outside developed areas. Smoking is limited to enclosed vehicles or buildings. Explosives of all type are prohibited. Welding or operation of acetylene torches is confined to areas of cleared vegetation. And internal combustion engines without spark-arresting devices are prohibited. Fireworks are always prohibited on BLM, National Forest, and National Park Service lands. Also yesterday, according to a press release, Ouray County was under a red flag warning from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Extreme caution was urged. Colorado has the lowest unemployment rate in the country. That's according to the state's latest economic forecast. Bensa Berkland has more.
Colorado's economy has seen 8 straight years of growth. That makes it the second longest expansion in history. State economist Larson Silba says Colorado's unemployment rate is also the lowest in the nation.
The unemployment rate has stayed at or below 2.3% for a little over 7 months. After this length of growth, most of the economic indicators are going to look pretty good.
The Denver region, northern Colorado, and areas with large ski resorts are among the strongest economies. There are some downsides. The labor market is tight and housing is expensive in many places. Almost every region in the state saw growth, except for Garfield, Delta, Rio Blanco, and Gunnison counties on the western slope. Those communities have faced losses as coal and natural gas industries struggle. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.